What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines at the moment are full, but as callers drop off, the lines will free up, and you can reach them at area code 512-248-8252. We're going to go back to David in Boston, and your comment on my comment that we weren't really talking about Democratic corruption all that much, like, you know, Hunter Biden's laptop, Joe Biden's apparent deals with China, Russia, Ukraine, Romania, et cetera, ad infinitum.
Yeah, Mike, I don't play this game. My purpose isn't to expose the demon rats. I know Michael, that the patriot community is not fooled at all by the Democratic Party. So why should I waste my time? What I'm concerned about is how they're fooled by the Republicans. I'm not going to waste my time going through all the evils of a demon rat party. I know the patriot community is onto them. But listen, here, let me respond to Miles. He more than once, you know, I'd overlook it if he just did it once, but I think he's done it at least two and maybe even three times, that he's insisting that I join the Republican Party and try to change the Republican Party from within. So I want to take Miles, and I don't know if he's Miles from Maine or Miles from reality, but I want to take Miles up on his challenge, okay? Miles, I will obey you, and I will join the Republican Party and try to change the Republican Party from within, under one condition. If you will join the Hell's Angels and become a bona fide member in good standing of the Hell's Angels, and you try to change the Hell's Angels from within, and you transform the Hell's Angels into the Holy Hell's Angels, that's when I'll join the Republican Party and try to change it from within. And that's all I've got to say, Michael. It's just absolutely sickening. This is a complete...
All right, well, listen, thanks. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And interestingly enough, many years ago, I actually did a little bit of acting and stunt work on a film called Losing It. And they hired some Hell's Angels as extras, and I got to hang out with them. And contrary to the public image of them, they came across as very straight, real people. And, you know, I just want to speak out. You know, remember, everything you think you know about the Hell's Angels has been fed to you by the same media that was lying to you about Joe Biden and Donald Trump. So just sort of keep that in mind. Media lies are not confined just to the presidency and vaccines and so forth and so on. All right, we're going to switch over now to Charles in New York. Hello, Charles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing? I like your show, and I've been listening to your few of your callers before me, and they seem to have a lot of knowledge of what's going on and how we're being treated as Americans and all these secret societies and how the politicians don't represent the people. Well, I suggest two things. I suggest they get back to their roots. They read the book by Thomas Paine called Common
Yes.
Sense.
Yes. Common it's a very Sense. Good book.
Very good book. Get back to your roots. Read that book. And then the word mega. That's not Trump's saying. That's not Trump's cliche. Ronald Reagan used it. And I believe there was another president before Reagan used it. But it's always been Israel first. Because everything we have done, every war since... I'm an iron worker. I'm a New York City iron worker. I was down at ground zero. Huh?
Mm-hmm. I said that takes a lot of guts to be an iron worker.
Right. And I'm also a former U.S. Marine. And I come from a naval family. And I'm also a Vietnam veteran. And I'm speaking out of experience, not out of just book knowledge. So it's book knowledge and experience. As an American and as a real patriot that was born in the first naval hospital in Portsmouth, Virginia, when my father was off in Korea fighting communism back then, and Bolshevism back then. As Americans, we have to get back to our roots that put this country together. We had one civil war. Unfortunately, we didn't have the money to win that war. And I'm talking about the South.
Yes.
The South has to break off from this North. The banks, Wall Street, they won. They won the election. They do not represent us. They don't care about us. These politicians purposely, they put themselves in sexual perversity. They compromise themselves. They don't need a Jeffrey Epstein to film them secretly on his Leola Island. Okay? They purposely, to get into this club of control, okay, they purposely put themselves in these despicable positions so they can be, well, you got to use the negative word, right? Black. Black male, black ball, black this, black that, because, right, anything that's bad got to be black, right? So I don't sound like a racist, right? But there's no way in the world that those buildings came down the way they said they came down. Because when I got down there, it was nothing but dust. All right, so we all know that. So the bottom line is that there has to be, the only thing that these people understand, because when they went into Russia and they killed millions and millions of Christians, just laid them out and killed them and robbed and pillaged the churches. If you mention God in China, they'll throw you in a hole, not a jail, in a hole that you'll never see daylight again. Okay? These same people seek to bring that type of system inside our country. The only thing they understand is armed resistance. Now, I hate to use this as an analogy, but Iran, they're not Arabs. They're Aryans. They're not Hitler's type of supreme Aryan, but that is, they're an Aryan people. That's why you'll even hear the Israelis say they're a very bright people. They knew that they were being exploited. They knew, the people, they knew. Where did they turn? Where did they turn? They couldn't turn to the Shah because he was a puppet. He was on a peacock throne, a priceless throne. Where did they turn? They went to their clergy. Our clergy, back in the Civil War, used to counsel us. Matter of fact, the clergy were the ones that were out pushing common sense on the people of Reed. The clergy were the educated class. We lost our clergy. We lost our churches. We lost everything. These people have infiltrated every great institution in this country that was set up. Okay? And they all sold out. There's only one thing and one thing only they will understand, and that is armed resistance. Sorry to say it. The other guy said he don't want to go in front of the throne. Well, he should read the soldier's prayer. You know, if he knows the soldier's prayer, he knows that Christ's been through his hell down here. Okay? If he was a real honest soldier fighting for the truth, speaking the truth to power, to corrupted power, not power that represents us, because I wouldn't pay a friggin' tax to these people. You know why? Because I'm not being represented by these people. These people represent Walmart, the Astors. We all know all this. So what's all this crying about? And Trump, he's compromised too. And I'm not a Trump fan, and I'm not a Biden fan, and I'm not nobody's fan. I'm an American patriot that doesn't like what my country turned into. And they're taking my Constitution and they're shredding it and throwing it down the drain. And until the American people get fired off, because we know what's going on. We had the internet for a while. We know that people have been deplatformed. They had to go over the BitChute and transfer everything over. You have people that are doing a lot of work to enlighten. We know what's going on. This, like Dr. David Duke said, they don't introduce him as an historian, as a doctor, with all his degrees. They still, to this day, he's a Ku Klux Klan. What he said was there was a lot of good that came out of this election. You know what? Because all it did was wake us up even more. But the whole thing is, we got to be cool. We can't blow it up. We can't do it in a way where we get upset and confusion starts. We have to do it in an organized way. The way these people plan and did it, we got to come back at them like that. We got to catch them with their pants down. because blowing up a building doesn't mean you stop the system. So the system is corrupted at the core. It's the system. It's got to be totally torn down and rebuilt. When they pulled off that second false flag like they did at Pearl Harbor, and they did it in New York City, after that wore off, they had to create something else. What did they come up with? They came up with this crap 19. Since when do we believe China? Since when do we believe that China identified this COVID, whatever the hell it is, 19? They don't even know what they're looking for, because all it is a freaking flu that would have killed the same amount of people, or maybe it's a little amped up because Fauci did move what he had in the stateside over to China, and he has a $50 billion war chest and monopoly and Bill Gates. See, so I'm just doing what the other guys are doing. We all know this. So we have to, the only thing that I believe what we have to do is we have to form an armed resistance while, and we have that right. And the reason why they won't win here, the reason why they overstepped and they went this far and they're doing this and they're pushing it this far, this hard, is because they know, because they're very scared, because we are really waking up. And they know that we're the only country, the only nation left in the world that still has guns.
Yes.
And they know that. And they're scared to death of that. And once you get us to a point...
Well, you know, Biden and Harris, they're going to, you know, go after those assault weapons.
Well, that's where it's going to start.
Yeah, that's where it's going to start here. Yep.
It's going to start. That's what I try to tell you. Let Trump, okay, you know, go through the court system. It's going to, like you said, it's going to be a repeat of the 2000s. Let him go do what he has to do. And when they start coming for me, then they come for my family, then it's set off. Because my brother already moved to South Carolina. He's a retired electrician from the police department in New York City. I get to retire next month as an iron worker. Okay, a lot of retired firemen, a lot of retired police officers, a lot of retired correctional officers, a lot of retired sanitation men from New York City. We're all going to South Carolina. Why are we going to South Carolina? Because you could buy guns in South Carolina and have the government, there's none of the government's business. You own the gun, that's your gun. You don't have to register it. Okay? And the sheriff goes down there and knocks on you. Yeah, the sheriff knocks on your door and says, welcome to town, or blah, blah, blah. You know, we're not going to have any of this. If they decide to come down here and, you know, burn our town down, will you mind if I deputize you under the Constitution of the United States? No problem, sheriff. No problem. So if that's what they want, there's sheriffs that already let them know that.
Yep.
It's already in the air. It's already in the water. It's just going to take one little spark to set it off. So let the American people read Common Sense, read Thomas Paine, read what he had to say, okay? And everything we did in the last 19 years, all the wealth and treasure of America was not for the American people. It was for that little country that is in the Middle East that is nothing but a military footprint like the other beast, the Saudi family, which Trump uses a milking cow, the Saudi mafia. They were put in power by the British Empire. They were actually, both countries were created by the British Empire.
Yes.
Okay? So we all know the history. We're not stupid. But the only way we're going to take our country back, I'm afraid, is through armed resistance. Thank you, Micah, for your time. Have a good day. And I hope the people listen to what I had to say.
Well, you know, thank you very much. And I certainly agree that everybody should read Thomas Paine's Common Sense. I'm opposed to the idea of an armed rebellion or revolution in the streets of America, but it feels like one is coming and there's nothing I can do to stop it. I certainly would not interfere with it or get in its way should it happen, but I really don't like the idea. Okay, we're going to switch over now to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today? Dustin, are you there?
This is Steve, Mike.
There you are.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right, Steve, hang on, and here's Dustin. Dustin, are you there? Dustin, I think it's on. We lost Dustin. All right, let's go to. All right, let's go to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, hi, first of all. I just want to tell you that the first caller you had that said he wanted to move to Russia and he watched the whole thing last night, honestly, I've been thinking about that for the last year. I mean, I really like Putin, and Russia at this point almost looks like a better alternative. My only problem is
certainly since the Soviet Union fell, you know, things are a lot better there. And I'll be very honest, you know, if Claire and I were younger, we would be seriously looking at moving to another country. But at our age, I don't know that anybody's going to take us.
Yeah, and that's the problem for me is that, you know, I have so much stuff, I'd have to get rid of everything I like and that I've accumulated for my whole life. And just get rid of it. And that's the hard thing. And then the other thing for me about Russia would be I really like super, super cold weather. But I'm seriously, you know, I've thought about it. I want to get out of this country. It's just, it's terrible. And the other point I'd like to make is, you know, I don't know what Donald Trump could have done, but it's like a football team, a good football team, an NFL team. I'm sure you know a little bit about football, Mike.
Yes, I do.
When you're up, there's a lot of teams. When you're up three, you know, touchdowns and there's 3 minutes left in the third quarter, you have got to put them away. You've got to step on the other team's throat and just pour it on. Because if you just lay around and don't do anything and become passive, the other team can come back. There's plenty of times when Donald Trump has won, and then he just reverts to passivity. All throughout his whole 4 years, he's never been on the offense. He's always been reactive, never proactive. And, you know, there's so many things he could have done, you know, I mean, he should have gone after these people in the very, very beginning. I mean, if you could have dismantled them or just took them off their what they were doing, I mean, it would have helped so much. But he just let them go, and, you know, the Antifa thing, he could have really come down hard on them and got the American people behind him, and he didn't do any of it. So, I mean...
No. No, I mean, you know, I'll be the first one to say Trump is a disappointment. I mean, I obviously supported him in 2016. Actually, it was more a case of opposing Hillary. And same thing in this election. I was opposed to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. But Trump has been a disappointment. And I think his weakness as a leader is one of the reasons why, you know, he's in trouble right now.
Mike, I got one more thing for you.
Okay. Okay, you're breaking up, Steve. Can you put the phone closer to your mouth?
Mike, can you hear me now better?
A little better, but we got a really bad connection. What's on your mind? You got about 45 seconds.
Okay. Who do you think is really behind Donald Trump?
Well, I imagine a large coalition of financial interests, the Nation of Israel, although they seem to want Biden in the White House more than they want Trump, even after all that Trump did for them. There's gratitude for you. I don't think there's a single source behind any politician. They basically create a coalition of wealthy and influential and powerful interests who all think that their wealth and power are going to grow if they get their person into office.
Okay. Mike, I'll let you go.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. It's just in time for another commercial break. We got more callers waiting on the line. And I think some of the lines are open if you want to call on in. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go back to the phones to Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. I heard you talking about the Raspberry Pi 4 computer.
No good. Something besides politics.
Yeah, exactly. I thought you'd appreciate that. $70 is a great price for a powerful Unix computer. However, the first thing that popped into my mind is the chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And you're taking a robust and reliable solid-state device and encapsulating it in the case of a keyboard, which is very vulnerable to wear and tear. And keyboards ain't what they used to be. I have fond memories of the first-generation IBM PC, PC XT chiclet keyboards. Those things were wonderful. But that's not the way keyboards are these days. And so, you know, I would, you know, much rather see the Raspberry Pi 4 have a socket for an external keyboard, because the keyboard is the first thing that's going to go bad.
Well, they do sell the Raspberry Pi 4, you know, as just the card, and you can get a case for it, and you can plug a keyboard and a mouse and HDMI and all kinds of things into it. I had a couple of Raspberries back on Oahu. they got lost, as so much else did, in the move to Indiana. But I really enjoyed those. It sort of brought back the memories of how much fun computers were in the early days. Now, as far as keyboards, I know a lot of keyboards today are value engineered. And if you're a heavy user like I am, I recommend getting a gamer's keyboard because those are built to take a lot of abuse. And I've got a Razer keyboard here that has just lasted forever. And I do pound on it quite a bit because I learned how to type on a Manual Smith Corona Portable. And I also played piano when I was younger. So I have a very, very heavy touch.
Well, it would almost be nice if they had, like, the Raspberry Pi 4, kind of like the way Apple does the Mac, you know, it's just a little box with a power plug and you know, a data port. You know, if they would put, you know, four or five USB ports on, you know, for plugging devices in and have it just encapsulated in a little box, that might be a little more dependable.
Well, that's exactly what the Raspberry Pi 4 is. And
I thought you said it was in the keyboard. I thought you said
That's one way that you can buy it. And at that price point of $70, I mean, you know, if it breaks down, you just, you know, toss it and buy another one. I mean, you know, our big desktop machines that cost thousands of dollars, and especially out here in Indiana, it's impossible to get parts to repair it.
Right. Do you remember the original Chiclet keyboards?
I never liked the touch on those. I prefer an actual, you know, mechanical action keyboard.
The original one, it was a beautiful keyboard. Metal keys with a very nice throw and a very tactile, you know, tactile feedback click. It was just wonderful. I remember typing papers in college on those, and it was just
PC keyboard, but it wasn't really. The Chiclet designs were the one with the, you know, just the touch pads and no throw to the key at all. But yes, those first IBM keyboards were very good. They had to be because IBM was trying to build its reputation compared to, you know, Apple. And so they built those things very, very robust. But these days, if you're a power user, if you're a heavy user, get a gamer's keyboard because they will hold up and they will last.
Gotcha. One other point, Mike, and this is back to something a little less pleasant, and I'll be quick. I have noticed this for a few weeks. The emotional climate being what it is, everybody's cranked up, and the callers are cranked up, and the callers are having a tendency to prattle on with all their philosophical musings of the past 10 years, and they're sermonizing and pontificating, and sometimes I wish people would just have a point or two and make a point or two and then get going. But people are sermonizing. Times when I'm, like, tending to tune away because people are prattling on and on. So I just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah, I've gotten quite a few emails complaining about that to try and keep the call shorter so that more people can get on. And we're going to start enforcing that here, you know, probably once all of this election insanity is over. We're going to be making some changes to the program so that people get on with one idea, they explain it, and then they make way for somebody else, because I'm sure a lot of people are trying to call the show, but they can't right now because we have a limited number of phone lines, and right now they're all full.
Right. In which case, I'll get out of the way. But even as a listener who's not calling, it's just like on and on and on. Gotcha. Thank you, Mike. Take care. God have mercy on us all.
All right. Thank you very much here. And we're going to let you go. And I'm not going to start a new phone call again because we are so close to a commercial break here. And apparently over in Russia, they are getting ready to start competing with SpaceX with their own line of reusable rockets that will launch into space and then return to Earth. And so Elon Musk now has a little bit of competition, which I think is a good thing. I think competition is healthy. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
Welcome back to our show here. And before we go back to the phone lines, a tweet from Donald J. Trump. We have claimed for electoral vote purposes the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, which won't allow legal observers, the state of Georgia and the state of North Carolina, each one of which has a big Trump lead. Additionally, we hereby claim the state of Michigan if, in fact, there was a huge number of secretly dumped ballots, as has been widely reported. So this is going to be really intense before it's over. All righty, so we're going to go back to the phones here. Layla in Canada, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to report that the desire for my death is very premature. I refer to your second hour yesterday at 39 minutes and 50 seconds. A man calling himself Nathan from North California. listed the names of six people and a number of others, he said. And I quote, his words were, the nicest thing they can all do is check into a hospital and quietly, quietly die.
Yeah, I remember that one. I was not happy with that at all.
He went on to say, just go away, get off the planet, and get out of the galaxy. Then he went on to talk about Dave and say that he should be checked into an institution and stay there until the sun freezes. And Mike, all you did was laugh.
Well,
I think that the compromise... No, please, let me finish. If someone wishes my death on your show, and it's not just me, it's six other names. He started with Layla, Mark, David, Paul, Dustin, Jim, and a number of others. And he says he refuses to listen, absolutely refuses to listen. And yet he evidently not only listened, but he took notes. Or his Netanyahu, which is probably Nathan's real name, Netanyahu Nathan, who is the enemy in your midst. Because if he had his way, there's no need for an election. If everybody just dies, get off the planet and gets out of the galaxy, there's no different opinions. All we have to do is listen to Netanyahu Nathan's opinion and follow it. Bow down and say, yes, master, we will obey you. That's exactly what you were entertaining, Mike. And then you laughed and said that you felt insulted because he said that someone had claimed that we said we could all run the country better than Trump. And you laughed. You said you were insulted. You didn't say you did not appreciate the insult to your callers that you
Layla, you're right.
Okay. All right.
I probably should have chastised him. The reason I laughed is because he was, just so over the top there. And I felt like ridicule was probably the best approach.
That wasn't ridicule, Mike. What you said is, aha, now I feel insulted. You never said, do not insult my other guests. When they come onto my show on my turf, they should feel safe from this kind of verbal assault. And one final comment. Actually, there are two comments that I would like to make. There was a story that was supposedly leaked from the Liberal Party of Canada on the RBN website. Is that legitimate or was it a hoax? Because
which story was that?
Drastic. I saw it at 4 o'clock in the morning. It claimed that there was going to be massive debt relief, that the International Monetary Fund was going to institute debt relief to everybody, force them into internment camps, where they would also be forced to be vaccinated and their debts would be forgiven in exchange for giving up their assets and being inoculated with this vaccine. Is that a legitimate story?
I know the story that you're talking about. It was posted in the forum, and anybody can post anything in the forum. It just including a lot of nonsense to try and make RBN look bad. And unfortunately, you fell for it. And perhaps the forum apparently it was from an outside forum and was cross-posted. But again, this is the internet. It's kind of the Wild West, and a lot of people say a lot of crazy things. And generally, my attitude is we understand the internet.
Whoever is the webmaster should have put in some kind of safeguards against that sort of thing. However, it sounded like there was a degree of credibility to what it was proposing, which is why I sent it to someone and said, please review this. Does this seem logical? So, it compromises the credibility of RBN itself. And that is the thing. But I would like your response. Do you think that it's a good idea that everybody should all fall in line with Nathan's desires? And everybody should simply drop dead? No. And I wish you had said something along those lines. I expected better from you, Mike.
Next time that happens. You've made your point.
This has happened before, Mike, this kind of thing. And, I know you're burdened with a lot because you get a lot of callers who are very vehement. But I want to speak up for Dave from Boston, who he singled out as being checked into an institution and stay there until the sun freezes. Well, if the sun freezes, Nathan, everybody on this planet dies. And secondly, Dave is a sincere and passionate man. And all of those who were critical of Trump were saying that the parties, the two major parties, are controlled by the same satanic Zionist global interests. They've always done that throughout history. They support both sides of a war. And that is how they create chaos. And one thing you've got to do, I mean, any country has got to do, is forbid two passports and dual citizenships. I could have had U.S. citizenship, but I did not think it was the ethical thing to do. I wasn't prepared to give up my Canadian citizenship.
You mentioned that before.
And I thought, you cannot be loyal to two masters. And that is where the U.S. I'm sorry, that is where the U.S. has invited its downfall. And the final thing, be very wary. Israel uses electronic blasts and sound blasts to disarm anybody who revolts against them. Simple handguns or even assault rifles will not work. So good luck, and take care, everybody. It may be too late to defend yourselves and protect your country. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye, Leila. And I understand you're upset, and I will keep it in mind the next time somebody tries to go to town on you. But again, in the spirit of the First Amendment, I tend to give the callers a little bit of leeway. And perhaps I should have dealt with Nathan a little bit differently. But thank you for the phone call. And we are going to go to, let's see, I got to scroll back up. Here, Randy in Ontario. Hello, Randy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you doing today?
Doing fine.
Okay, good. Something was brought to my attention in the middle of this afternoon. It's an executive order on imposing certain sanctions in the event of a foreign interference in the U.S. United States elections. Foreign policy was issued September the 12th, 2018. Executive order on imposing certain sanctions in the event of a foreign interference in a U.S. elections, and its foreign policy issued on September 12, 2018. Unbelievable. Yeah, they know it all.
Well, this election, they're already out there saying Russia's interfering, Iran is interfering, Monaco is interfering, Australia's interfering.
Anyway, I think people should relax. It should be okay.
All right. So anything else, Randy?
No, that's everything, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Phil in Florida. Hello, Phil. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for the show. I want to go back to the 9/11 and the fellow that was calling from New York made me think of a few things. I've been saying for years, until this country honestly deals with 9/11. Now, mind you, I've been saying this for 15 plus years. We're going to continue to get what we get and then some, as far as the tyranny we're under. And, I too am from New York. I left in 82, 83, but I was there 22 years, grew up there, and there long enough to observe that many New Yorkers look at themselves as we're the toughest, we're the best, don't mess with us, that kind of attitude, and 9/11, Mike, it got taken right to their house, right in their house, New York, and
yes.
They didn't deal with it. Instead, they waved the flag and went over and bombed a bunch of poor innocent brown people,
Yes.
And my experience with 9/11 Truth, I was anti-war activist, and 9/11 Truth, 9/11's the reason for the 9/11 wars, and our group had Dr. Bob Bowman within our group here in Florida. And he came out right away, and he was chastised by the anti-war movement, instead of backed by the anti-war movement. And, I've had the most resistance, Mike, from my time with 9/11 Truth over the last 15 years plus, from the firefighters, from the cops, from the, you know, the tough guy construction workers, you know, and New Yorkers. My God, whenever, you know, family and friends, you know, the most resistance, the most vile rejection I've gotten with 9/11 Truth is from that New Yorkers and that, you know, that first responder crowd throughout America here in Florida. And I think, Mike, I'm not a psychologist or whatever, but I think at some level of unconsciousness or consciousness, they know they didn't stand up to 9/11. They know it. And rather than admit that, you know, I'm making a broad brush here, but
yeah.
the tough New Yorkers don't mess with us, you know. They took it. They didn't stand up. And when anyone would suggest that 9/11, like the iron workers said, those buildings blew up, you know, they didn't come down the way the government said. Anyone ever
yes.
suggest that to the cops, the firefighters, you know, how dare you? I was there. You know, were you there?
Yeah.
You know, and look what we got. We got 20 years later, this is what we got. We got people wanting to leave the country, and this ain't, you know, we got no freedom. We got terror. We got no representation. We're still taking our shoes off at the airport. You know, nobody even spoke up against that, you know, and now look with these face masks and the lockdowns and everybody's doing their 6 feet apart. And it's the same thing, Mike. We're tough Americans, you know. Hey, don't mess with us. We're tough Americans. No, we're not. No,
yep.
we're not. You know, and I refuse to wear one of these stupid face masks. And, you know, and I've been refusing for the past 7-8 months, whatever it's been. And I don't have to be a tough guy about it. I just refuse to wear one. And, you know, when I'm at the airport for the past 18 years or whatever it's been, when we have to take off the shoes and the belts and all that, I say stuff. I say stuff in line. This is bullshit. You know, 9/11 was an inside job. You know, and here we're taking off our shoes, and this is the land of the free and the home of the brave. I think not. These are the things I say in line, you know, and I don't have to scream it, but I say it loud enough to be heard. And we can individually do our part, and maybe it'll give someone else the guts to say something themselves. But the reality, Mike, and it's just the proof's in the pudding, New York,
yep.
the tough New Yorkers, right in their own house, and they don't want to hear it, but they didn't fight back. They didn't stand up. It was right in their own house, and here we are, millions and millions of people killed, innocent people, trillions and trillions of dollars, and we got this tyranny we're living under now because we didn't deal with 9/11.
You're absolutely right. We got conned,
just
like the people who got conned by the Pearl Harbor deception. And, it's how
they knew, Mike,
fraud and illusion.
I don't even give them that much. I think that's too kind. They know. Those buildings, you don't blow up a building, have it come down perfect symmetry and dust. These firefighters knew. These cops knew. These guys that work construction on the high rises, they know. You know, you don't have to be an engineer. You don't have to be, well, I'm not an engineer, you know, I'm not, but bullshit, excuse me, but they
yes.
know. Anyway, a fifth grader knows, and they didn't stand up. They just waved the flag and say, let's go bomb some brown people halfway around the world.
Well, actually, that was the government that did that, not the people.
Yes, but they cheered it on. I see every fire truck down here's got the American flag, never forget, you know. And when we do our 9/11 thing, every year we do our 9/11 thing here in Daytona Beach. And, you know, we get flipped the bird by the firefighters. You know, the cops try to hassle us. You got a right, you know, I don't agree with you, but I'll fight to the death for you to express your bullshit.
Please watch your language on the radio.
I'm sorry, Mike. Thank you for the show. I better let the other callers get in. Thank you. All right.
Thanks an awful lot here. Yeah, we do need to watch the language out there, people, because I'm sure the FCC is looking for a reason to harass Republic Broadcasting. We already know that Biden has said he wants to shut down independent media completely, which is us, is yours truly. Maybe I'll go get a job over at Holiday World making balloon animals or something when this is all over. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break. More phone calls waiting on the other side, and we will be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today here. We're going to go back to the phones to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking the call. I called about the election. The last caller got me. The 9-11, it is a huge way to wake people up. Anyone with common sense knows that's a big lie. And that's why I don't really agree with people saying it's time to take up arms and violence, is because I don't agree with half of these Trump supporters or Republicans or Democrats or these people that go along with these lies. So I'm not going to fight on the same side for them. And Holocaust.
I'm in agreement with you. You know, I'd like to find a peaceful way out of this mess. And again, I see the United States heading for a Soviet Union style collapse, just poisoned to death by its own corruption. And that we really ought to be thinking about what kind of a country we want to construct after we go through that. But I think that's inevitable at this point. The sooner the better, to be very honest.
Yeah, well, another one is the Holocaust. I mean, you start looking into this Holocaust, and you're like, oh, 6 million, huh? Well, how could you get rid of that many bodies so quickly? And, oh, the Red Cross said it was 200,000 in 1980, and
look at all the huge lies we've been fed throughout our entire lives here. This is just another one of them. How we're controlled with these lies, like torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, a Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. The Lusitania wasn't carrying weapons when it was sunk by the Germans. Just all kinds of stuff. Pearl Harbor was a surprise. No, we know it was not. Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. No, we know they didn't have that. 9/11 itself, we're lied to all the time. We're the most lied to people on the face of planet Earth.
Yep. And back to the election real quick. I know I don't have much time. The strategy moving forward, if Trump does lose, and I was watching the results last night. I was looking at Michigan. I mean, he had a clear, I think it was like almost like 10-point lead, and it was like 95% counted. And I wake up this morning, and I'm like, how? You know, I could see Wisconsin was close, but Michigan wasn't even close. So,
Trump has filed a lawsuit now to basically say they have to allow observers in there, and all the ballots have to be rechecked. So this is going into the court system. It's 2000 all over again, and as far as I'm concerned, after this election, we're no longer a democracy. Dan, I got to let you go. I'm going to try and fit one more call in here. Ken in New York, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, after all of the politics, I was going to talk for a second about the raspberry.
We're almost out of time. I'm sorry. You may have to call back.
All right,
again.
I'll call back.
The raspberry is a nice machine.
Good night.
All right.
I'll call back
then.
Again.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. I appreciate that. Okay. We're at the end of the show. There's the music. So stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got a lot of comments about what's going on with our election system. It's been a nightmare. I have never been more disgusted with the United States government, deep state, whatever you want to call it, than I am right now. So please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.